According to WikiLeaks chief Julian Assange, there is absolutely no proof of Russian involvement in the leaks.
Well, there's no proof of that whatsoever. We have not disclosed our source. And of course, this is a diversion that's being pushed by the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Now, next, there were calls for new sanctions against Russia to punish Russia for the leaks, even though there's no real proof of Russian involvement and the contents were 100% true.
U.S. officials are discussing whether to respond to computer breaches of Democratic Party organizations with economic sanctions against Russia, but they haven't reached a decision about how to proceed. Levying sanctions would require the White House to publicly accuse Russia.
And now the icing on the cake. Writing in Forbes magazine, an expert from the NATO Strategic Defense Journal is calling for Obama to strike back hard and hack the Russians in retaliation. Now, joining us here in the newsroom is Ray McGovern. Perhaps he can help us understand how exactly we got here.
Democratic candidate who was just about to be nominated stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. What is Hillary Clinton, what are the Democratic people on that national committee going to do? Well, first thing they did was fire the top four people, and then they said, who are we going to blame this on? We got to divert attention from this because it shows that Hillary is the illegitimate candidate now. God, well, they convened their little propaganda team, and the PBT, which is the Putin bashing team, said, we got an idea. Let's blame it on Putin. And they said, well, yeah, but it wasn't Putin. It was Julian Assange. And then the ABT, the Assange bashing team, spoke up and said, we can say that Putin gave it to Assange, and we get a twofer that way. Okay? Hey, a threefer. We distract attention. We bash Putin, and we bash Assange. Let's go with it.
Elections are being rigged. Emails show all kinds of foul play and corruption.